we're going to be talking just a little while today about the power of prayer and praise. And with that being said, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you and we praise you, O God, for another day that you have allowed us to see. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Lord, we pray for all our listeners out there on today, that you would open up ears, open up spiritual eyes and understanding, that we might hear and see what it is you would have for us to understand about the power of prayer and praise. And you, O God, are worthy of all our praise. We thank you for a special blessing upon each one this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, as we said, my brothers and sisters, we will journey through the Word of God this morning and see what it is that the Lord wants us to hear from the Scriptures concerning the power of prayer and praise. Hallelujah. Now, the Word of God says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, concerning prayer, to call on him and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things which we did not know. So we pray and then we trust God. And before we go any further, I want you to know that prayer and praise is a form of spiritual warfare. Praise the Lord. If you seem to be living a somewhat defeated life, check your prayer life. Check your praise life. Amen? Hallelujah. The Word of God says that men should always pray and not faint. Pray, praise, and then wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait until the battle is over. You can shout now, hallelujah, for whatever it is that you've talked to the Lord about in prayer. No matter what you're going through, God will hear and answer prayer. So as we take this journey through the Word as it relates to prayer and praise, I would ask that you stay with me. You might not be able to keep up with all the Scriptures, especially if you're not in a position to write the Scriptures down. But I guarantee you, if you don't change this dial, you'll get the message through the power of the Holy Ghost and God's Word. Hallelujah. So, our foundation scripture will be found in Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4. And I will read them in your hearing. And as I was studying this word for today and preparing the message, it was during this process that the Holy Spirit admonished me to not try and deliver all of the message at one time, because God really wants you to get this word for such a time as this. And we need to become more vigilant in prayer and praise. Hallelujah. We pray and then we praise God for the answer that's already on the way. Praise God. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. And then we're going to drop down to verse 8, where it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Hallelujah. So as I said prior to reading that particular scripture, we're going to deliver this word in two parts. And this will be part one. Hallelujah. And then as we prepare for the next time, the Lord say the same, then we will deliver part two. So the Holy Spirit clearly makes a distinction between prayer and praise. But all you need to remember, praise God, is that prayer and praise work together. And by doing so, we please God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at the word of God found in verse 4. King David wrote this psalm, and as he got on down to verse 4, he said, I sought the Lord. The psalmist had prayed to God, and God delivered him from all his fears. Hallelujah. And since God has no respecter of persons, my brothers and sisters, if he did it for one, he will do it for another. Hallelujah. And so King David in that particular psalm is rejoicing to the results of answered prayer. Hallelujah. And then if you want to look at some more scripture, you can go to Psalm 35:18. Praise God. And it says that I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Praise God. Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Do you have any desires out there today? Or are you seeking the Lord for anything? Because, see, you know, he already promised that he would supply all of our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But in this Psalm 37:4, he says to delight yourself also in him, and he would give you some of the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Psalm 37, verse 7 through 9, he says to rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Praise the Lord. Psalm 41 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my prayer. Psalm 40:16 say, let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, and there's that word again, continually, the Lord is to be magnified. Praise his holy name. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Psalm 47, 1 through 2 says, oh, clap your hands, O ye people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Has God done anything for you lately? Hallelujah. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. Hallelujah. Did he give you food to eat, a bed to sleep, a car to drive? Woke you up in your right mind? Praise God. Did you remember to give God the praise? Did you pray and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning? Lord, I thank you. And I tell you, he is so wonderful. He is a counselor. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. So we give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He went all the way to Calvary, died on an old rugged cross, shed his precious blood for you and for me. But I thank God that he didn't stay dead, but he got up on the third day with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Hallelujah. So he is worthy to be praised. And we want to remember to pray and give him the praise, for he and he alone is worthy. So as we get ready to come back next time, we're going to give you some other reasons why it is a good thing to bless the Lord at all times and to give him the praise. Well, be blessed, my friends, and remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.